Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi.
Preeti Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:03 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, Preeti. And good morning, Big Rossi.
He's back. We said this yesterday. This week on the Chris Fade Show has been a mixed bag. You just wake up and you don't know who's going to be there and who's not.
Yeah.
So, class attendance. Yesterday, it was just Eddie and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
This morning, Chris still off. Big Rossi is back, though. Yay!
Thank you very much. Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah, I had a bit of a headache, but I'm back. I'm back.
Those are the worst kinds, right? Like those migraine-y type headaches.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like maybe a sinus thing as well, because I can't breathe through my nose very often. So maybe it's that too. But yeah, it's good to be back. How was it yesterday?
It was good. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. At least I think it was good.
It was.
Was it good? Yeah.
We missed you though.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Of course we missed you. Yeah.
Did you give away some awesome prizes?
Of course. We have flights with Etihad Airways all this week. Of course, we're sending you to Soho Garden this hour. But on the show today, we're going to play a game, right?
Yes, we are indeed. Yeah, it involves animals.
Oh, great. My favorite thing in the whole wide world.
We know you love animals, Preeti.
Cannot wait. Gossip also coming up this hour. Kanye West flips out during a court visit.
Oh, no.
Like, really flipped out. Like, the stuff that I'm reading about this is so bizarre.
Okay.
It's a little bit sad at the same time.
Meds.
I don't know. I really don't know what the deal is, but we'll discuss it in the gossip this hour. But I guess we need you. We need you to help wake up, right? Help us wake up. 04-871-5544. Let us know what you're up to this morning.
Yeah, what are you doing? Going to the gym, going to work, just walking around.
Say hi to Rossi.
Yeah. Did you have many people on yesterday calling up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We also had people who spotted you at Soho Garden to confirm what time you left the venue.
What time was that?
What time did you leave? Let's see if it's right.
Yeah.
Pete called us and told us what time you left, but let's see if it matches
Pete.
Up.
Was he there?
Yeah.
What a snitch.
What time did you leave, Rossi?
Probably about... Game kicked off at 5, 2 hours, another hour, 8:30 maybe.
Pete was covering for you.
Mm.
He tried to make it seem like you were a very good boy.
Maybe I was.
I doesn't remember.
Well, he says it's like you just drank a bottle of water and left right after the game.
7 o'clock, you said you left. You were home by 7:30, so that's a lie. Good to know. Good to know. Rossi
has fallen
into the trap and admitted the truth.
This is Virgin Radio. Preeti Malik's gossip.
So ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are very much together, and it's continuing. And I love this because they aren't very public about the relationship, and I guess that's probably one of the reasons why it's still going strong.
Right.
I think they've been dating for about a year now.
Wow.
And no one really knew. Like, no one really saw them out and about or anything.
She's very private, isn't she? Don't you think?
Like, I think she's learned to be more private than way before, you know? Like, she's definitely more private.
But her previous relationship with... The Saudi guy was also like really quiet.
You still saw them a lot more often. Mm. You saw them out and about. You saw them going places, whether on vacation together on a yacht somewhere or something. You saw them together.
Yeah.
Not really ASAP and Rihanna. So if you didn't know, ASAP Rocky has just released a new documentary basically about his journey, the way he makes music, about his friends. And it's called Stockholm Syndrome. And he stopped on the red carpet at the premiere to talk to Entertainment Tonight. He was talking about the celebrity appearances that are made in there from a lot of his famous friends. And the interviewer basically said, well, a lot of your celeb friends are in there. And even a special someone, which he was alluding, saying, well, Rihanna is in this documentary too. And this is what ASAP had to say about it.
It was important having that support in real life, you know. And I think it just shows it will reveal in the doc, you know. It's just how it is in real life. It's amazing. And I'm honestly, truly blessed. For real, you know.
Aw.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's had, I think, a rough few years. Was released from prison in 2019. Wow. And I think he's, you know, changing his path.
What was that for?
I cannot tell you
correctly.
I don't want to be wrong about it.
Right.
So I don't want to say the wrong thing. Speaking about courts, Kanye West currently facing a lawsuit over some allegedly stolen technology reportedly used to help the rapper sell Sunday Service merch. Basically, there's a company called My Channel. They said they were about to do a deal. Mm. Everything was set to go. Kanye pulled out last minute, but took all the ideas with him and ended up doing the deal without this company. Now reports are coming in that during a recent video deposition that happened over Zoom, Kanye was performing some pretty crazy antics, avoiding lawyers' questions, on his phone the entire time, covering his face with a mask, like was just not engaging. When he did engage, he told the My Channel lawyer that he was lucky to be deposing the richest black man in America and a black Trump supporter, and he should consider himself lucky that he's having this conversation. At one point, Kanye got fed up with the whole conversation, and after 10 minutes, slammed the computer shut and walked away because it was a Zoom call. So I have no idea what's going on there. Maybe he's just over this whole lawsuit. Who knows?
Yeah.
And finally, Liam Payne recently opened up about the troubles he's had with alcohol and revealed that he is 1 month sober, which is great news for him. He said the time with One Direction was really hard on his mental health. And while talking about his sobriety on this podcast, he revealed that he's written a movie based on his first AA meeting. If you don't know what AA is, it's a group that really helps you through. It's called Alcoholics Anonymous to kind of get you through the process, make sure you remain sober. Mm. Liam's first meeting, he says, was with Russell Brand.
Wow.
Russell Brand took him to his first AA meeting, and he said being in that room was the most bizarre but amazing experience at the same time. So he's written a comedy film about the whole experience.
A comedy.
Yeah. It's a comedy film about the whole experience. I'm looking forward to it. I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
He's not going to release it, though, is he?
Yeah, he's written a movie. He's going to make
Liam movie. Payne.
Liam Payne has written a movie inspired by Russell Brand. And I'm interested to see what it'd be like. Because if it's inspired by Russell Brand, you know it's going to be good.
So hold on. This was a month ago that he started out his sobriety journey.
No. We don't know when his first meeting was, right?
Right. He's 1 month. Because you said he's been sober for a month. Okay,
Okay. Your journey starts.
Okay. I was going to say, so has he written a movie in a month
then? No.
It's not going to be very good.
No, it won't be very good. But it'll be interesting to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel for these guys. Like each one of them from One Direction came out saying, you know what, we had problems, mental health, or what, being in the group, which is really sad, though.
Yeah,
but they're dealing
from
with
an
it.
Early age.
Yeah. But the good thing is that they're dealing with it in a positive way now.
All right, hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. Rossi, you're back after feeling better yesterday, right?
Yeah, I feel a bit better.
Were you resting pretty much all day?
I did. And then I went and picked the kids up from school. That was fun. Mm. I bought some umbrellas that have got fans in the top of them.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying using them at the moment. It's like an umbrella, and it's got a fan, and it squirts
water,
cold water.
Oh, cool! But so giving you credit though, like we were saying yesterday, if you're feeling sick at this day and age, you need to stay at home.
Just
to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I remember that line. That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
It's a good little line.
Just remember, we know what time you left on Sunday. Just a reminder: if you are in Abu Dhabi, if you're waking up this morning, the Green Pass is officially active from today.
Mm-hmm. What's a Green Pass?
Well, this is on the Al Hassan app, which everyone should have downloaded in the country, but it will basically determine whether you can enter places like shopping malls. Mm-hmm. Large supermarkets, gyms, hotels, parks, beaches, swimming pools, movie theaters, restaurants, cafes. So there's a 6-category system. Mm. All the details are available, by the way, on the Aaron News Center app if you want to go through every single category. Mm. But let's say you're vaccinated, fully vaccinated. A negative PCR test will give you a green pass for 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it continues to go less and less after that.
Okay.
So just be wary of that. All the rules, all the categories, so you can see which one you are. 1 dose, 2 doses. If you're not vaccinated, whatever it is, go to the Aaron News Center app. But the Al Hassan Green Pass, active from in Abu Dhabi from today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty. Get it out for the lads. Come on, let's see.
Mine isn't green.
Get your green pass. Get out. Is it green?
No, because my last test was when I came back from New York. You just got one done because you had to go to the doctor for something, correct?
Yeah.
That's why.
So PCR test.
Yeah.
So wait there. Yours is not green.
Because my last PCR test was more than 30 days ago.
Mm. Even mine is like gray.
Correct.
Yeah. Really?
So you're fully vaccinated, Eddie. Yeah. I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
So if we were in Abu Dhabi and we got a PCR test, then we would have the green pass active for 30 days.
30 days, yeah.
Okay, so basically, what's happening now is we have to keep getting PCR tests?
Not we, if you're in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're in Abu Dhabi, just be wary of that there is a green pass system in place and it is active from today.
And if you can get the vaccine, please do.
Yes, exactly. Right. There you go.
All right.
Definitely missing Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, Rossi, we don't do this anymore.
What's that?
Like rap battles. You and Chris used to do so many of them.
Really?
Yeah, you guys would just like turn the music on after a song and just rap.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like the most amazing rap, but it was still fun.
Okay.
Can we put it down in your little thing of notes? Like, do that more often?
Okay, right. I'll write it in the group. Idea, rap battles.
Yes, okay. We need more of them. Because
was this a good one then?
Yeah, this is an amazing one. This is you and Chris, really. You threw me in there, but I wasn't very good. But you two were very, very good. Have a listen.
All right.
Give me a topic.
Breakfast.
Impromptu rap battles right now, the three of us. Virgin Radio, let's go. Ross.
Yo, I like to get dressed, get my breakfast. Oh, every day. Eggs, they're okay. Scrambled. Organic. Free range. Let's rock it. Yo, chick. Six in a pack, no two in a pack, no 12, 24,
I like
a dozen. Let go, roll, Russian. That was horrible. Horrible.
All right, pretty. She's pretty she is the Nicki Minaj Cardi B.
So good.
All right, pretty. We want you to rap about.
She really fast. She raps really fast. That's the best thing about it.
Okay. I want you to rap about shoes. Let's go.
I got some shoes. Not some shoes. Stop it, Rosie.
Yo.
He's throwing me off. Okay, sorry. There we go.
Good for
it. I got some shoes, not heels. I got sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead.
Oh.
All up in my head. Yeah, sneakerhead. Oh. Sneakerhead. I got Adidas, Nike. What's it called? Fila. Fila. You feel me?
I feel ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the reigning champion of the freestyle battle. It is Chris Fade.
Your topic.
Go.
Chris Fade this morning is the gym. Let's go.
Yo, lift them weights. Yeah. Put them up in the hair.
In the hair.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yo, let me go. Let me show you what the muscles are. We rolling out like this. Yo, biceps, biceps, biceps. I got triceps, shoulders, them molders. Look at this girl, she molder. Not Scully, you know what I mean? She no file. I got the files. I got the calf muscles. I'm working it. I'm bench press. I'm bench press. Oh, I'm stressing it. We're like these old people on the radio, like rapping. Thinking that we got all that, we smacking. Oh, we smacking. I'm gonna shake. I'm gonna shake. Give me my protein shake.
Oh.
Oh.
Who was the best? I want to know who was the best.
Rossi wins.
The Chris Fade Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
We ready to play?
We are ready to play. And I wonder if Asha is ready to play this morning. Good morning, Asha. How are you?
Good morning, Big Rossi. Good morning, Pretty.
Hello there.
I am ready to play.
Yay. What are you doing, Asher?
I just pulled over at a gas station so I could talk to you guys.
Yes.
On my way to work.
That is good. Pull over so you can concentrate. You know, big money on the line. 10K's on the line, right?
Yes. I'm very excited.
What do you do for work?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, very nice. What school can you say? Do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm happy to say. You guys have been a couple of times. I work at UAS.
Sorry?
Oh, UAS.
Universal American School.
Oh, yeah, Universal American School. We've been there.
Where's that located?
Is that Festival City?
It is.
Wow, how did I know that?
Because it's American, pretty, maybe?
That's right. There's a few. Are you American?
I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian. I'm like, there's very few North Americans within the UAE, so it's like when we find each other, we just stick around and just backstage.
I totally agree.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school PE.
High school PE.
High school PE. Oh, okay, so you got the teenagers, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, good. Are they easier than the little ones, do you think? Are they easier or harder?
Well, I think it's different. I have my own little children, so it's different. High school is it's a whole different ball game. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, best of luck. The pop quiz. 10,000 dirhams could be yours right now if you answer all 10 questions correctly.
Are you ready to do this?
I am. I'm a little nervous.
Okay. Nervous is good. Nervous is okay.
Deep breath.
Just if you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Asha, your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. Which band sings the songs Trouble and Viva La Vida? Sean Paul and Shaggy were born in which country?
Jamaica.
Which of these is not a kingdom? Thailand, Saudi Arabia, or Italy?
Italy.
Finish the lyric, I'm in love with the shape of?
You.
The word emoji originated in which country?
USA.
Who sings the songs Halo and Formation?
Beyonce.
Hulk Hogan is associated with which sport?
Wrestling.
Who sings the songs Hold On and Anyone?
Pat.
What is the capital city of Canada?
Ottawa.
Who plays the role of Captain Jack Sparrow?
Name's at the tip of my tongue. Can't read.
What band sings the songs Trouble and Viva La Vida?
Pat.
Ooh. There was a great one in there for you about Canada, but you got 600 dirhams.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you did great.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
How? What a coincidence.
Happy to be on the radio.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. You're so awesome. How? What a coincidence that the question was, what is the capital city of Canada? If you got that wrong.
Wow.
I know. You know,
I do that one.
So many people get that wrong as well, don't they? They always say like Toronto or something like that. So yeah.
Yeah. But Asher, you did so well. The ones that you did get wrong, what band sings the songs Trouble and Viva La Vida? Coldplay. Emoji originated in Japan, not the USA. We also, Justin Bieber sings Hold On and Anyone, and Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Depp.
I know you knew that. Yeah. And you know what? Not only have you won 600 dirhams, this is amazing, you've also got a table for four to watch the group games. This includes food and soft drinks at La Canteen Stadium at Jumeirah Emirates Towers.
Woo! Nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Enjoy the ultimate stadium experience during the football championships at La Canteen Stadium with Jumeirah Emirates Towers. They've got an impressive ballroom, large screens where fans can cheer on their teams from the best seats in town.
Well done. And you suddenly just become a soccer fan.
Well done. All right, more chances for you to win tomorrow.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, so much to get to here. Mm-hmm. First up, Bennifer. Which is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, yes.
So we finally have like the final confirmation that they are together. Mm. They were spotted kissing for the first time.
Really?
Reigniting their romance earlier this year. They were having dinner at Nobu in Malibu with actually Jennifer's family. They were celebrating her sister's birthday. Her kids were there. The whole family was there. And they were definitely loved up. So,
it's like open knowledge amongst the family then.
Yeah. So these two are definitely together. Chrissy Teigen is back on Instagram after stepping away from social media due to bullying and trolling from her in the past. She came on and wrote a very, very lengthy post. I'll read you some of it. She said, I know I've been quiet and Lord knows you don't want to hear about me, but I want you to know I've been sitting in a hole of deserved global punishment. The ultimate, sit here and think about what you've done. Not a day, not a single moment has passed where I haven't felt the crushing weight of regret for the things I've said in the past. I was a troll, full stop, and I'm so sorry. It's been unearthed that she sent some disgusting messages to people in the past, years ago on Twitter. Some of them coming out to say that it really distraught them and it was really, really bad. So I think she's taken the time out from that. And now she is back and talking.
It's good that she's like talking about it and owning up to her mistakes.
Yeah, owning up to her mistake. Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully it will cause a change. Now, talking about past tweets, Billie Eilish fans love her, but they don't love her new boyfriend. Rumor has it she's currently seeing an actor by the name of Matthew Tyler Vorse. And after hearing the news, fans have actually decided to burn her merchandise and rip her posters off the wall. Why? Apparently they did some digging and have unearthed some posts from him in the past where he used a lot of racist language. Ooh. So they're not happy with her choice of men
See,
at the moment.
Okay. See, this is what's happening. All of these old tweets and everything are coming back up.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, whatever you put on social media, you think it disappears. It doesn't.
Stays there.
Exactly. You need to remember that.
You know, and I am definitely an advocate for you can change as a person, but you need to own up to it.
Yeah.
And apologize for it and actually show a transformation, which I hope, like in the case of Chrissy Teigen, she will do.
Yeah.
Change her language. And finally, to celebrate 15 years of The Devil Wears Prada, the cast and crew reunited for a look back at the iconic film. It was like a 30-minute sit down over Zoom, not in one room, but Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, everyone was there, including Adrian Grenier. And the reason we're talking about Adrian is one of the biggest debates from the movie has been who is the real villain in the story. With obviously Meryl Streep's character, everyone's like, oh, she's the villain, but she's not. A majority of fans turned to Adrian Grenier's character, Nate. So what are his thoughts about being called the villain of the film?
I have to admit, I did not see that some of the subtleties and the nuance of this character and what it represented in the film until the wisdom of the masses came online and started to push against the character. And it hadn't occurred to me. And perhaps it was because I was as immature as Nate was at the time. Nate had not grown up, but Andy was. This is a coming of age for Andy. And she needed more out of life than Nate. and she was achieving it.
That's right, girl. You go get that bag.
I love the way you're like, we're talking about like Nate, the guy from the movie, as like a real person.
You have no idea, Rossi. Every time anyone talks about this movie, the love and passion people have for making sure everyone knows that character was the villain in the movie is huge.
It's such an iconic movie, though.
Yes. And literally, no, it is, though.
You like it? It is.
And literally, everyone always talks about the fact that everyone was in love with Nate at the time, his character, but now they realize that he was just holding Anne Hathaway back.
He was the real villain.
He was. Well, he was in studio with us and he didn't seem like a villain. So.
No. He was a nice guy. He's got beautiful eyes, hasn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
They're like piercing blue. They look into your soul type eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
A bit like myself. Yeah.
Yes, Rossi. Yeah. Just like yours.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home, Fred.
Time to do a game.
Yes, it is indeed. Okay, so I've got Nala to go and give us six animal sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know the answers. Pretty,
promise?
You don't know the answers. Eddie, you know the answers.
Yes, I do.
So that means you're going to host the game, all right?
All right, then.
Okay, so you're going to play a clip for us, and we have to tell you what animal it is.
Yeah.
Do we buzz in, or is it one for one?
I said buzz in with your name.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Make it easy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to know any of these.
Why not?
You it's never animals.
Know. Animals. You never know, Pretty.
Guess the animal. Let's go for it.
All right. Animal number one.
Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi, what it is?
Camel.
Camel is...
Oh, I get a chance. Okay, yeah. Go.
Again. What is that?
It's a lion.
A lion is incorrect. That is a walrus.
A what? A walrus?
A walrus.
What's that?
W-A-R-L-U-S.
I'm pretty sure that's a spelling mistake, and it's a walrus.
Walrus. W-L-R-U-S.
Yeah.
W, what?
A walrus.
Walrus. Yeah.
You say walrus.
Say walrus again.
Wait,
walrus.
We found something that you can't say. Say walrus.
But I don't say it like you do.
Walrus.
I don't say that.
Like a walrus.
No, we don't say rus.
Oh, what do you say?
Rus.
I just say walrus.
Yeah, that's how I say it. Walrus.
No, you say Ruth.
Walrus.
Yeah, there it is.
Walrus.
You say it weird.
I don't say it weird.
Okay, next.
All right, next animal.
Preeti.
Yes, Preeti.
It's a parrot.
A parrot?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a parrot.
Incorrect.
Whatever.
One more time, please, Eddie.
What is that, Rossi?
It's a bird.
It is not a bird. It's actually a cheetah.
That's a cheetah. Get out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I think cheetahs make funny noises, like cheap as well. One more time.
Oh,
wow. That is an amazing sounding cheetah there.
Wow. Crazy.
Okay, so far I have realized that Rossi and I are terrible at this game.
It's hard though.
All right.
Next.
Here we go. I had no clue this animal or insect had a sound.
Insect? It's an insect?
Yeah.
Play it again.
One more time.
I could hear it in my ears.
What is that?
Breathy.
Yes, Breathy.
It is a... What insect makes a sound? Dragonfly.
No, it's not.
Rossi.
Rossi.
Stick insect.
What?
It is not a stick insect.
Oh, what is it?
It's a caterpillar.
A caterpillar sounds like that?
Yeah.
Are we being pranked here or what?
This is a joke.
No, are you winding us up here? You've put a bird in as a caterpillar by mistake.
No. It makes the sounds when you squeeze a caterpillar. That's the sound.
Well,
why would you squeeze a caterpillar?
This is just crazy.
You're squeezing caterpillars.
Next.
All right, here's next.
Breathy.
Yes, Breathy.
It is a bear.
It is not a bear.
This is the worst game ever.
Ross,
play again for me.
It's an endangered species.
Stop giving clues to him.
An endangered species.
Someone has to get something right.
So it's not a rhinoceros. I'm going to say panda.
It is not a panda. It's a koala.
What?
Oh, yeah. Come on. This is a joke, this. Are you serious?
Is someone
that koala
us?
Sounds like it's going to kill me. It's like sounds like 6'6".
Okay. The cheetah sounded cuter than the koala.
Now, I have a question. How many more do you have left?
Two more.
Oh, dear.
Go on, right.
Here's the fifth one.
Breathy.
Yeah, Breathy.
A camel.
That is not a camel.
Rossi.
Yes, Rossi.
A goat.
Yes, it is a goat.
Yes.
Finally.
I got one.
All right, here's the last one.
Yeah.
Breathy.
Yes, Breathy.
An owl.
That is an owl. Oh, it is an owl.
Yay!
1-1?
Yeah, 1-1. And we don't have a tiebreaker, Nala.
We don't need one. That's just silly.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Nala, make a noise. We'll guess.
He wants more airtime, so here he is.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
Oh, yes. This story is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. A lobster diver... was basically diving down to the bottom of the ocean to check his lobster traps, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Suddenly, he felt like a big truck hit him and everything just went dark.
In the ocean.
Yeah. He was like, where am I? What's going on? Mm. He was looking around. He was in a humpback whale's mouth.
What?
A humpback whale swallowed him, ate him up for 30 to 40 seconds and then spat him out.
No way. That's insane.
This is a real story.
This is a real story. Apparently the whale was a juvenile whale and it was looking for a sand lance, whatever that is, some type of animal on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And ate him up by mistake and then spat him out 40 seconds later. He had all of his scuba gear on.
That's crazy.
So he was in there like going, where am I? Where am I? Feeling around. And he couldn't feel any teeth, so he thought, I must be in a whale's mouth. And then he gets spat out.
That's insane.
And he survived the story.
That's so scary, though.
This is like a cartoon come to life.
It is, isn't it? Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Imagine that.
That's an insane story. Very. Great story.
So now he's recovering from the incident. He's got some bruised legs.
Yeah.
So he's trying not to walk as much, but he's said he's ready to go back in the sea. It hasn't scared him.
I will never go back.
Never, ever, never, ever. Imagine that. Okay, so man
well,
gets...
Don't do this.
Eaten up by...
Don't. The jokes aren't
by
good.
By a humpback
Pretty.
Whale and
You're building it up.
Back out. Listen, we missed you yesterday. You weren't here. Chris isn't here. We need a good joke for What's Rossi Reading.
Yeah.
Come on, Rossi. Give us the joke.
How do you weigh a whale?
How do you weigh a whale?
At the whaleway station. What do whales like to do for fun?
What?
Netflix and krill.
What's krill?
I don't know. It's a whale-related reference.
Got another one?
What's a... whale's favourite sandwich?
What?
Krill cheese.
What is krill?
What is krill?
Where do whales go to listen to music?
Where?
The orchestra.
Okay, I get that. That's good. Anything else?
Okay, they're going back now. becoming bad.
What do whales like to listen together to?
What?
Podcasts.
I don't get it.
A pod of whales, like it's
is
a,
that what it's called?
Like a gang of whales, pod.
Okay, so just do it again, because now I know what that means. Okay. Say it all again. No,
that's enough. Thank you.
Man. So, okay, wanted to bring this on the radio, because we were talking about it off the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a friend whose birthday coming up, and I was researching a few things, like a gift to buy. Rossi, you were looking over my shoulder as I was doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, what are you doing? I said, oh, it's my friend's birthday. I want to get him a gift.
Mm.
And you saw that I was opening up all these different links. And you're like, what are you looking for? Like, thinking he could help or whatever.
Yeah, I was wondering what they were, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, well, my friend, whose birthday it is, sent me a list of things on his wish list.
Okay.
And sent me the links of all the things. So I'm just deciding which one I want to get him.
Right, yeah. And so they've sent you, your friend sent a link, load of links.
Yes, and so they're like, these are the things that I would like. If you can get whichever one you want.
Did you ask your friend to send that one?
Yes.
Okay.
See, like, his birthday was coming up, and I was like, I realize I'm terrible at giving gifts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really am bad. Like, I just don't know what to get. I go to, like, the generic go-to things.
Right.
Wallets for men, like, you know, beauty stuff for women. Like, I'm very, very generic. So I was like, just tell me what you want. After some resistance, he was like, you know what? Okay, fine. You want to know what I want? These are the things that I want. And I was like, thank you, you lifesaver.
What prices are we talking on each one?
So there was a range from quite affordable to some things that were a bit pricier. And there was no pressure on it. He was just like, let me know whatever you want and whatever you're getting, and then I'll take it off the list. Cool. You looked at me and said, this is insane.
Yeah.
People should not be doing this for birthdays.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Why?
A, it spoils the surprise.
Okay.
And B, it's just like, well, you shouldn't be able to choose what you want. It's demanding.
Not really if I'm asking, right? Like if I'm asking, if I ask you, Rossi, what do you want for your birthday? You wouldn't tell me?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay, 0487155544. What side of the fence are you on this for this? Because this is my thinking, right? Mm. As you get older, we get a lot more junk. So instead of getting something that you have no use for or that you will have to exchange or that you don't like for your birthday, wouldn't you like something that you want?
Mm.
But then again, isn't it about the thought that counts?
Yeah, of course.
So like if but they get you something, just it's a gift. Like you should
yeah,
be
of course.
Like, oh, hey.
But if someone's asking you, what do you want? I want to get you something that you want and you're able to help them, then you get the thing that you want.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a bad idea. That way you know exactly what to get. You go in and you get, and listen, if you can't afford any of the things or it's not in your wheelhouse, fine, don't get it.
I
but
feel
at least
it's become
you have the option.
Like, it's become like, you know, those wedding
registries. I love those things because it's like, you are telling me what you want.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making my
but
life
wedding,
easier.
Wedding, birthday, I think, different.
I think it's okay. Mm. Like, I truly think it's okay. It just makes life easier.
There's nothing better though when you get someone a gift and they absolutely love it and it's your idea, as in like,
oh, as in like
choose
you
the right
initiated.
Thing.
Yeah.
You're actually, Rossi, I have to say, you're really good at getting gifts.
Thanks.
You are quite good at like finding things that really work with someone's personality.
Thank you. Am I better than Chris?
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear, baby.
Okay, so what side of the fence are you on with this? Is it okay or is it not? 0487155544. I say it's okay.
Mm.
Rossi says not so much. Hanan, whose side are you on?
I'm on your side, definitely, because I'm the kind of person that will give you your gift back if I don't like it.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay, whoa.
Wow. That's another level.
But it makes sense, right? At least you should get something you want.
Of course. So my last birthday party, there was about 25 people, and they were like, open the gifts. And I dreaded doing it because, like, most of my friends know what I'm like.
Yeah.
But they insisted, so I did, and two people had their gifts, like, you know, handed back, and there was a couple of like mouths on the floor. There was like a lot of my friends were laughing and like, oh, Hannah, that is just so you. But I'm just like, look, you've asked me what I wanted. I said, don't buy me anything. Your presence is better than a present.
Yeah.
But if you turn up with something that I don't want, why am I keeping it in my house?
I feel like, what?
Yeah, go on.
I was saying Chris is like you too, Hanan. You immediately know if Chris doesn't like a gift or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you will immediately know
it's
from
so
his
bad
face.
Though. I've been on the other end when you've given someone, I went back, I went to Karama, right?
Yeah.
And I got like some watches, right? And then I took them to Greece to to see the this guy, the manager of the bar. And I gave him the gift and he was like, what do I want with these? These are horrible. And it's horrible to have that feeling that they don't like it.
Yeah, it is a terrible feeling. And I get it. The thought counts. And it's really like amazing that someone went out of their way to purchase something for you. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Hanan. Like, if someone's asking me what I want, I would love to be able to tell you what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it's just a waste.
Okay.
You should listen. Your presents are better than presents.
Aw. That's makes a good sense. Way to look at it. Thanks, Hanan, for your call. Have a great
day.
We've got Ahmed on the line. Hi, Ahmed.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey. So whose side are you on?
Of course, you, pretty.
Thank you very much. Yes. Well, thank you.
Yeah, while I love the element of surprise, but I've learned from my mistake. I've been married for 8 years. The first year of marriage, I got my wife a GoPro. While she was grateful, her looks was saying, what am I going to do with this? So,
it was more a gift for you, not her.
Yeah.
Exactly. I ended up using it.
Yeah. See, it makes your life easier if your wife tells you what she wants, right?
Yeah, of course.
See?
That's why I need to be observant for a year of what she hints to get that.
That's good. Clever. That's good. Okay, yeah, because Liz's birthday is coming up at the end of June, right?
Yeah.
So you saying I should just ask her what?
Just ask her what she wants, and then you will be happy, she will be happy.
Okay. Thanks for your advice there, mate. Thanks. Have a good day, Ahmed.
All right, let's go to Irene. Hi, Irene. What's your thought on this?
Hi, good morning. I'm with Preeti. I wouldn't want to have two of the same thing.
See? Mm. I'm winning this competition right now.
Two of the same things, yeah, that's good. So if you get like, you know, someone gets you the same thing you've already got, that eradicates that.
Yes. Okay, see, Irene, I'm putting it down on the list. Is there anyone with Rossi, anyone against this idea?
How about Haneen? Hi, Haneen. What's your thought on this, Haneen?
Actually, I'm with Rossi on this one.
Yes.
Okay.
You like the surprise, do you?
Yes, I love the surprise. And actually, I have to put effort in bringing the gift. It's just so easy, it doesn't actually feel that maybe sentimental or something.
Oh, you're thinking like, you know, if you put effort. But see, are you a good gift giver? Do you get good gifts?
I think so.
Yeah, see, like, you're better than I am, Haneen. Like, I am really terrible at finding good gifts. I can't think out of the box like that. So for me, it's like very helpful.
If you know someone that's good enough, you would know what to give, I guess.
You say that.
You know what you like, what is interest. And yeah, I know it's kind of confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it can
when
be.
When you think about something, it's a lot better than easy to find things. You know, like, what do you want? Here you go, like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that into consideration. Thanks for your call, Haneen. Have a great day.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Too.
Bye. So you won that then, I think, pretty.
Yeah, I won that. So there you go. I'm telling you, it's the way forward. Can you try it with Liz?
Yes.
Just ask her what she wants.
I will do, but the list will be probably about 10 meters long. So
good luck, Rossi.
Yeah. The Euros are on at the moment. I've been enjoying watching those. I watched Scotland yesterday. Unfortunately, they lost, which was sad. But yeah, there's big games on tonight. France-Germany is a massive game.
What time is that?
11 p.m. tonight.
Oh, that's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Hungary-Portugal. Portugal, obviously, the winners last time. So they're playing at 8 o'clock this evening, which is good.
And then Spain was last night, right?
Yeah, Spain-Sweden.
So it's only two games today.
Yeah, just the two games,
right?
Okay.
But yeah, it's been. Do you watch every single game?
No, only like the British teams. So, like, Scotland, Wales, I watched that one.
Yeah.
England, obviously, watched that the other night. That was good. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know who's going to win. Who's the favourite? France probably is going to be the favourite, I imagine.
Like,
or Italy.
So, can you just explain this to me?
No, because you're asking the wrong person here, but go on.
Well, this is the problem. Okay, just answer this one question. So, these are all players who were in the Premier League? And now they're in this Euro
League? No, they're in a variety of leagues. They could be in La Liga. They could be in Serie A, different leagues from around the world, from Europe.
These are the national teams.
These are national
teams. These are the countries. Yeah,
countries, national teams.
Yeah, so for instance, the England team will have a few Manchester United players in there, as you know.
Yes.
Because your husband is a Manchester United supporter.
Right.
So you got Rashford in there.
Anthony Martial.
You got
David De Gea.
Harry Kane of Tottenham is in there, in England squad as well. So
got it.
Ronaldo.
Okay.
He's in Portugal, but he plays for Juventus.
Got it.
Mm. So,
as you can tell, we sound really knowledgeable, not about sports on the Chris Fade Show. And that's why we are looking for a sports reporter for the Chris Fade Show. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to listen to this version of the Euro update. You can actually get a real update about the games. If you want to enter to do this, because we really are on the hunt for someone who is really interested in sports. Obviously, you can't be an expert at everything, but we want you to have a bit of knowledge.
An all-rounder.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's the Euros that's going on, the Olympics are coming up next month, IPL is going to be starting again in September. That's the cricket. You know, the NBA finals are on right now. We'd love to have someone who can tell us about all the big matches. The French Open just wrapped up. That was huge as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in doing this, get onto Instagram. Give us a little bit of an audition. Tell us, give us a sample sports report, right?
We've had some great ones already.
Some great entries coming through. We're going to start getting you on the radio with us to actually give us the wrap up, which is huge. So get onto Instagram. Just put up a video. Make sure you tag at Virgin Radio DXB and use the hashtag KFS Sports.
Should we start getting people on then to sort of give us...
Yeah, I think this week we'll definitely start getting some of you guys on to tell us about the Euros. Tell us about whatever sports are happening right now. As I said, like the NBA Finals are on right now. So it would be great to hear from you. Get onto Instagram so we can find you. Make sure you tag Virgin Radio DXB and use the hashtag KFS Sports.
Chris is back with his pranks right now. He will be hopefully back tomorrow or Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. And we're all missing him a bit. So let's get a Chris Fade Show prank call on right now.
Yes.
This is where he decided to call up Tag Heuer. You know the watch brand?
Oh, yeah.
There's a Tag Heuer shop in Dubai Mall, I think. And he wanted to get a product from there. It wasn't a Tag watch. It was a hashtag. What we did there.
Yeah, like the ones on social media, an actual hashtag.
Yeah, let's see how he gets on.
Thanks for calling Tag Heuer.
Darling, hi, how are you? How are you?
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Tag, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm interested in buying one.
Okay.
Everyone seems to be rotating them. I see them everywhere I go. I get on the social network, they are there. Instagram, Twitter, yes. Facebook, everyone talking about the Tag.
Yes. So, any model you're interested?
No, just the regular hashtag.
Okay. So, did you see any picture or anything you like?
It looks, like everyone's always hashtag. It's like two lines down, two lines across, and then they have like beauty body or the workout body or fitness Dubai or, you know, like whatever.
You know, the smartwatch. You mean the smartwatch?
A watch?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking for a hashtag.
Hashtag?
Yes.
So, sorry, I didn't get you, sir.
I didn't get you. You know, this is Tag?
Yeah, this is Tag Heuer.
Yeah, hashtag. I'm looking to buy hashtag.
This is Tag Heuer, a watch shop.
What's a what? No, I don't need a watch.
Yes.
I'm looking for the hashtag. Yeah, you know the hashtag.
Yeah.
You know? On the Instagram, they write like, hashtag blessed. You know, hashtag blessed, hashtag, you know, hottie, single, single, hashtag OOTD.
So how can I help you with that?
They tell me, my friend Boutros says to me, if you want to buy a tag, call up you. So I want to buy hashtag.
We don't sell hashtag, we sell Tag Heuer watches.
So it's not hashtag?
No.
You hashtag watch?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes?
No, this is it.
Yeah.
Hashtag goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello? Hashtag don't go.
Virgin Radio 104.4. You're on the Chris Fade Show with me, Eddie, Pretty Anne, Big Rossi. That's it for us for your Tuesday morning.
Another show done and dusted. Happy to have you back, Rossi.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it was good to have you, man. Is we it missed
Tuesday?
You so much yesterday.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a day off yesterday, so Monday was no good.
Monday was no good. Monday blues. Well, Monday was good for you. Did you at least get some like rest yesterday?
Mm. Yeah, I did. I think like I realized that I haven't had a holiday for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was sort of quite drained. I got a bit of a headache, got a migraine. And I'm glad I took a day off, actually.
Well, it's good. Hey, as long as you're feeling better, that's what matters. I feel like everyone sometimes needs to take a break and have a chill day.
Mm. It's just, also with the COVID situation.
Yeah.
Like, it seems to, like, you hear all the news about it rearing its ugly head again.
Yeah.
And it sort of annoys you, and you're stressed about, you know, if you can go home for the summer.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of uncertainty. I know England just announced that they're extending their lockdown until at least July 19th. And there are so many uncertainties in this world. But all we can do is take it day by day.
Yeah.
Take some rest if you need it, whether it's mentally, physically, whatever it is. Do what you're doing. You know, the numbers are in the 2000s, but it's okay. I think the vaccination rates are still going. Mm. And just keep doing what we're doing, right?
Yeah. If you can get the vaccine, please do. It's going to help you in the long run, right?
Yep, exactly.
We'll catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.